Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pankley. Let's begin. Episode 28, How to Ignore Your Physical Reality. The necessity of ignoring your physical reality. The reason this is such a tough one is because it makes you seem irresponsible, or, you know, your head in the clouds, or, you know, you're too woo-woo, you're not facing reality. This is probably the single toughest thing that you have to do if you want to manifest your dreams. And the bigger the thing, sorry, I'm moving around here. The bigger the thing that you're trying to manifest, the more you need to ignore physical reality, because you can't manifest this amazing thing if you keep getting triggered and pulled into these old patterns of behavior or responses that have low vibrational carrier waves or entrain you to old ways of thinking and being. In other words, you cannot create something new from the familiar past. You're going to create the predictable future. This is kind of a Joe Dispenza concept, of which I love, because it's 100% true, right? You can't create something new if you're creating from the past, and your environment will dictate your reality and keep you entrained to a past, because you are basically queuing off of the same physical reality. And if you wake up and you go through your day, you know, responding to your environment the exact same way, then it entrains you. You become so deeply entrained to your physical reality that it takes a miracle to create something new. You've got to move to another country, or, you know, you got to take up paragliding, or, you know, skydiving or something, or, you know, or swim with great white sharks, or cage diving with great whites or something, to shock yourself out of that old reality. So even then, you know, wherever you go, there you are. You know, you only have a certain amount of time after you shock yourself to try to, you know, to enact new behaviors and new ways of thinking. So there's a different way to do it. And that is to start to ignore your physical reality. And that's two parts. Part of that is burning through anything that you have a charge to or makes you depressed. You know, if you're in a depressing situation and you don't see any hope, then the first part of that is surrendering to and burning through that depressed, sad energy. And you use emotional integration, you sit with it and you just cry it out, you know, and surrender deeply enough that you get it all out. The second part is, you know, starting to build your virtual reality of your timeline inside your head. You have to build this new world inside your head. And then that reality has to become more real to you than your physical reality. And this is the part that's tricky, because, you know, your friends are watching the news or responding to all these weird global events going on, and they want to gossip with you, and they want to tell you, they want to warn you, whatever, right? And you're over here, you know, in this fantasy land. You know, to them, you're going to be, you know, in the woo-woo esoteric, you know, fantasy land, being irresponsible. You know, that's how they're going to see you. So you can't be telling them of what you're up to, or they're just going to crap all over it. And you're going to doubt it, and you're going to go, yeah, you're right. Eventually you're going to crash, come back to earth, and you're going to, you know, think that you have to face your physical reality. During this time of vibrational acceleration, pushing everything to the surface, your physical reality is going to become more intense. It's going to be in your face. And that's why the emotional integration part of this is so important, right? Because, you know, if you surrender and burn through all that stuff, then you have less of a charge to your physical reality, and it's easier to ignore it. But if you got all the suppressed emotion surfacing and you're just trying to fight depression and sadness and grief and anxiety every day, then good luck. You know what I mean? That's going to win. That's why you want to just sit with it and burn through that stuff, right? So, you know, provided that you follow this advice and you really do that, then your next step is to start to ignore your physical reality. That means you also have to isolate you can't be hanging out with people, somebody who's always wanting to talk to you about the news, or always wanting to talk to you about what you're doing and what you're up to, or always wants to pull you into some sort of old lower vibrational behaviors or habits, or wants to go drinking with you, or, you know, smoke weed with you, or whatever it is. You know, I don't have anything against marijuana, but, you know, if you want to consciously create your reality, you might have to give it up. I'm just saying, you know, at some point it becomes a vibrational suppressant and you can't, you know, you can't do the work. Even though, you know, it obviously it has its medicinal benefits. You know, I'm not against it. I'm just saying that if you're on this path of doing this work, it'll eventually start to work against you at some point, right? Your vibration gets high enough. Anyway, so that means that there's a, you know, think of every day as 1,000 triggers. You'd have to avoid 1,000 triggers. You have to keep reminding yourself, keep redirecting yourself. And again, I'm going to borrow another Joe Dispenza concept, self-regulate. You have to self-regulate all day long, which means that the things that normally, upset you or trigger you or cause depression or sadness or make you anxious, you've either got to burn through the suppressed emotion that's generating it, or you have to neurologically, you know, redirect yourself and bounce off of it every time and have that visual of what you want to manifest and redirect yourself back to that visual, right? That timeline, you know, which is a good timeline exercise, jumping timelines. Which coincides with, you know, ignoring physical reality, right? They're the same, you know, we're working on the same thing, looking at it from two different ways. You need to be able to, you want to have three or four visual images of the reality that you want to create, right? And then you want to have a feeling tone signature that's representative, the feeling of having all that right now as if it's already done. Right? Is already living that life. It's already here. Right? And then you have to, you know, you also have to, it's really good if you can have something fun that you enjoy doing. Now, what if you have a job that you just can't stand with all kinds of petty politics and stuff? Start to withdraw. Right? So sure, maybe you have to keep going to that job, but if it makes you depressed or whatever, do the emotional integration work, burn through that depression, right? I guarantee you can. Doesn't mean you're going to love your job, but you just won't feel depressed there, right? So now you're at a job that you don't like, but you're okay there for the time being. Way better than to go there and be depressed. And the second thing is, if there's petty office politics and people that are manipulative or whatever, start to withdraw, interact with them less, you know, do the inner work. Don't offer up what you're working on or doing. Don't just randomly talk to people brainlessly, neurotically, you know. Keep it to yourself. Pull back. Start to create boundaries. All these things are necessary, right? So, you know, and then that way you're if you're at a job that you hate, your work day is less, it's less detrimental to what you're trying to create. Also segment it. Know that for the next 8 hours or whatever, I'm not going to be able to stay in this really super high vibrational state, and just be okay with that. And as soon as you leave work, plan on jumping right back into that virtual space, you know, and get back to work, right? So you do the best you can when you're in situations that you're not necessarily super excited to be in, right? So anyway, hopefully you don't have a job you hate, but if you do, now you know what to do, right? And the other thing about it is, I always encourage everybody to go for their dreams, but you might, you know, the farther outside it is out of the believability factor for you, right? If you were trying to manifest, you know, $1 trillion, you know, I don't even like saying that because I don't like to create limitations, right? But let's just say you're trying to manifest something that you, in your heart, you know it could happen. But if you told anybody else in your life or your reality, they would just immediately be dismissive to you and tell you to get real because it's such a fantasy, right? So if you're really going for it, you're going for this larger than life thing that, you know, by all physical measures of reality would be impossible and is a total fantasy, then you really got, it's okay. You can do it. Truly, every single person listening to this can do it. There's no limitation. It's only the belief systems we've been indoctrinated with, right? We're exploding and expanding past this. You can do it. You just got to keep that shit to yourself. One. And number two, know that, You know, you may have your work cut out for you because the doubts and fears may come in and you need to surrender and burn through those doubts and fears, right? Because a doubt is actually a suppressed emotional charge too. You know, so you want to surrender and burn through that. You might have your work cut out. You might be emotionally integrating every other day and then you're really working on redirecting yourself and ignoring all the physical triggers around you, not watching the news, not watching social media with all the depressing stuff, not talking to your gossipy friends who want to, you know, talk about all kinds of lower vibrational crap, pull you into these low vibrational sinkholes and patterns of behavior. Really just withdraw, keep to yourself, meditate every day, you know, but you can do it. You can 100% do it. You can do it. I'm telling you, there's nothing impossible right now. We're entering a new phase of human existence and people are unlocking their power left and right and manifesting amazing things, right? So you just got to get good at this part. You got to ignore the physical reality and in lieu of your virtual reality in your head, right, that you're creating. That's got to be more important to you than the physical reality, than the triggers, the hooks to pull you into the old entrained modes of behavior, right? So hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, you need coaching, or if it does and you need coaching, you can always hit me up at christopherpinkley.com. That's it for today. And until next time, take good care.